All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where in the world you happen to be. My name is Christopher Harrison, and today, with the stream title now updated, we're going to be talking about Django. So hopefully, everybody here can hear me and see me and all of that that other good stuff and so forth and so on. Now, before we get rocking and rolling here, one thing that I do want to highlight is the fact that we are going to be building upon sort of an existing app inside of Django. That our focus here is going to be how you can build cool forms by using Django. And so as a result, we are going to assume some level of Django knowledge. So there's a couple of things that I'm going to go ahead and talk about as far as like Django goes. I am going to review what it is that that I've built, but I am going to say that if you're completely new to Django, there's not necessarily going to be a lot of intro coverage of like just Django itself in here. That the target would be somebody who's maybe played around a little bit with Django and is just looking to maybe dig a little bit further, or maybe you saw the videos that I had done previously and you're going, "Hey, this Django thing is really cool. Is there anything else that that it can do for me?" And maybe you decided to come along and check this out. But I am gonna say though that if you haven't already played with Django, you're probably still gonna pick something up because what's really cool about Django is what it is that it can do for you. That when we think about most of the web apps that we're going to be running, especially like line of business web applications, typically those are going to be front ends to a database, that they're going to be first and foremost CRUD-based applications, so that create, retrieve, update, and delete. And when we think about CRUD applications, and again, we're talking about the form of operations. I'm not passing judgment on the apps that that you're building. But when we think about CRUD-based applications, there's a lot of monotony that's there. There's a lot of doing the same thing over and over again. There's just a lot of repetition. And so where Django really shines is giving me the ability to avoid that. That, when we think about the work that needs to be done with a database, it's going to be the same over and over and over again. When we think about creating our forms, which is really what we're going to focus in on here today, it's a lot of duplication. It's a lot of the same thing over and over and over again. And this is just, it's boring work. It's problematic work. You're going to be much more likely to start copying and pasting. And then the moment that you start copying and pasting, then you're going to be much more prone to errors and things like that. And it's going to take the focus away from creating a great application and instead placing it on making sure that you've got all your field names right inside of a form. And nobody wants to do that. So this is really where Django shines. And so if you're not already familiar with Django here, let me bring up Django. Django is it's the web framework for perfectionists with a deadline is the way that they like to call it. And I think that's sort of a great description. That what we're going to see is that it's going to create a lot of boilerplate code automatically for us without us having to go in and do that. And so along those lines, what I've got here is the foundation for an application. So the scenario that I'm going to run through is I'm creating a conference application, and I am going to say that this is based off of a real-world application that I built many, many, many years ago. That before joining Microsoft, I used to volunteer and run a conference, and one of the things about doing something like this is the fact that you're dealing with a lot of little pieces of data, that you're having to worry about authentication, authorization. that you're having to do a lot of data input and forms and things like that. And so Django really shined there because it did a lot of that work for me and really then allowed me to focus on making my site look good, making sure that it had all the features that were needed without me having to write a lot of database code, without me having to write really also a lot of HTML code that, as we're going to see, Django will do a lot of that for me. So how does the app work? How is the app built? What have we got going on here? Well, what we've got going on, let me first of all open up the models screen here. There we go. And let's just make that size. Okay, that'll work. So here is the core models page. Now, again, if you're not familiar with Django, a model is, well, it's a model. It's a data model. So what this is going to be is the in-code representation of my backend data. And so what I've got here is three models. I've got a speaker, I've got a track, and a presentation. Now, the models themselves are relatively small. You're going to notice that I've got the name and the title for the speaker and the track. I don't have anything additional in here like, you know, Twitter handle and things like that. So it's just those core components. And then you're going to notice that I've got a presentation. One real quick little side note. It's called a presentation here, even though like in a conference, you might think this is a session. The thing is that session is already saved inside of Django for managing, well, like user sessions and things like that. So that's why it's called presentation instead of it being called session, but that's all right. So I've got a presentation. You're going to notice that my presentation has a title, has an abstract, has a track, so we've got that relationship there, and we've got a speaker, which is going to point back to here. The next thing that I want to highlight is the templates that we have set up. So you're going to notice that right now what I've got is an index template, and I've got a detail template. So on my index template, what you're going to notice here is I've got, let me just do a little bit of additional formatting here, hopefully make this look a little bit easier to navigate. There we go. So what I've got here is I've got a little bit of Bootstrap. Yes, I use Bootstrap unashamedly. I love Bootstrap. Bootstrap is fantastic. And so what I've got here is a little bit of Bootstrap to create my UI. I'm setting up links to each presentation. You're going to notice that I've got a little bit of syntax here that's going to generate a URL. The name of the route that it's going to look for is detail. And then it's going to pass in the primary key for the current presentation. And then it's going to display that text out to the user. So there's my index. That's the full list. My detail is going to give me an individual item. And so on here, I'm going to display out the title, the track, the abstract, and then the speaker inside of there. And then last but not least, I've got my base here, and this is going to then provide the outer foundation. What you're going to notice in here is really the main thing that I'm doing is I'm loading up everything that I need for Bootstrap, and then I've created a section right inside of here where all of the content is going to be poured into. So if you're already familiar with Django, or if you're already familiar with Jinja for Flask, maybe if you happen to have tuned in last week and saw Flask, you're going to notice there's a lot of similarities here. So we're seeing all of that there. And this is all relatively core, like Django stuff that's going on. The last thing that I want to highlight here is the URLs that I've registered. You're going to notice that my root here is going to list out all the items. And then I've got another one here called detail. And all of these are going to be using these core views that I've got going on here. And so you'll notice that I've got an index view, and I've got a detail view. Now, I want to focus in, first of all, on the detail view. Because what you're going to notice about the detail view is that I've set the model type. So I'm telling it, hey, this is going to be a presentation. And you're going to notice that I've identified the name of the template, detail.html. And you're going to notice that I've set up a little thing called context object name. And what that's really doing behind the scenes, if I bring back up my detail, is it's automatically setting that variable name for me. So that's what that's doing right there. Now, the big thing that I want you to notice here is the fact that I don't have any calls to a database inside of Detail View. Nowhere am I saying, hey, go get data from the database. Here's why. What we're doing here is we're creating a detail view. And if we think about a detail view, it's going to be a view of one specific item. Well, traditionally, if I'm going to be loading up one item, what am I going to look for? I'm going to look for that item based on its primary key. And so because of the fact that that's such a convention, Django does this automatically for me. This is exactly what Detail View is doing for me, is it's automatically going to look for a parameter called PK, primary key. It's automatically going to do a search by primary key and then load up the item automatically for me, again, based on that primary key. There's literally nothing else that I need to do for that. So in three little lines of code, I've got everything that I need to go grab the specific object from the database. So it's wonderful. I love that fact. You'll notice over here on my index view, I do have to call back to the database. Now, in this particular case, what I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, grab me all presentations. Now, obviously, because of the fact that I've only got a few presentations, I'm okay listing all of them. But it is worth highlighting the fact that if you wanted to do like a filter, if you maybe wanted to introduce paging, anything like that, Django does support that as well. In my case, displaying everything is just fine. But if you did want to maybe break this down a little bit further, then you can absolutely go ahead and do that. And this really is the core of what Django does for me, is it helps me with those types of common scenarios where what I'm looking to do is something that's common, something that's consistent, something that happens across every single CRUD application that you're ever going to be creating. So, again, that's sort of a real quick overview of what I've got going on inside of my app. There are the couple of YouTube links here. I'm just going to paste those in again for anybody who might have missed it. If you want to dig a little bit deeper into the core of Django. And I'd also highlight, if you really are looking for more information about Django, if you hit the docs, their first steps here of the tutorial and everything else is just wonderful. That they really do a great job of walking you through how to set up a Django application, how to work with the templating engine, how to work with the database, etc. So if you're curious about how all of that works inside of Django, then you can go ahead and check out the videos, check out the docs, etc. Okay, the last little thing that I'm going to mention here before I start writing some code and all that good stuff is the fact that we are live here. So if you do have questions or anything like that, please feel free to ask. I'm here for you, not the other way around. And besides, I get lonely over here. You know, it's just me and, you know, a stormtrooper hanging over my head and some Calvin and Hobbes. You know, I get bored. So, well, I shouldn't say bored. I'm not bored, but I'm lonely. So, you know, say hi. All right. So let's go ahead and start building out a create form. Now, when we think about, in fact, let me just start here. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna say class, and I'm gonna say create view like this. One-handed drinking from a glass of water. Okay. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm going to start creating a class that's going to eventually wind up being my that's going to wind up being my create form. So if we think about looking to do some if we're looking to allow a user to submit an item, to create an item, let's talk through what that operation is going to look like here. Let's talk about this flow. So the first part here is going to typically be on the get side, where on the get side, what we're going to do is we're going to display a form. So the user is going to navigate to some URL, and then we're going to display out a form. And typically that's going to be done with get. So that's the first step here. By the way, real quick aside here, I see there's two questions that are stacked up here. I'm going to flow those in to what it is that I'm talking about. So I'm going to come back to both of those. I see there, and I'm going to just sort of build that in. So I'm not ignoring you, just finding the right opportunity for me to highlight that. Okay, so so the first side is we need a form. And then when the user submits the form back, traditionally done with post, now there's work that needs to be done. Because now what we need to do is we need to do what's known as a CSRF check. Now, for those of you not familiar with CSRF, what it basically is referring to is somebody that's faking your form. So they're allowing your form to be hosted and then submit to your application from somewhere else. Needless to say, that's a bad thing. You don't want people submitting your forms that aren't getting it from your site. So we want to prevent that. And as it turns out, preventing that is a little trickier than it sounds, because what you wind up needing to do is you need to create a little key. You need to encrypt a little bit of data with that key. You need to send that down and then eventually get it back up and make sure that nothing has been modified, that nothing nefarious has been done here. So we need to do that. But again, that's a tricky operation. Speaking of potentially tricky operations, we need to validate our form. Then we need to make sure that the user has typed in appropriate values here. Then what we need to do is we need to go ahead and actually save this back to the database. Makes sense. And then last but not least is we need to go ahead and redirect to a success page, which is typically going to be the details page for the item that they just created. So that's everything that needs to be done to allow a user to create an item. And this is where Django shines, because this has to be done every single time. So rather than us doing a lot of copying and pasting of code, let's instead take advantage of some utilities that have been built for us. So there was a question earlier about detail view being derived from detail view. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little bit of cleanup here. And I'm going to instead import in the full library like this, which will hopefully make it a little bit clearer. So the question about detail view, and this will work perfectly for the create view that we're about to set up. What this is inheriting from is it's inheriting from this little built-in view that Django has that's called a detail view. So if I go back to the docs here real quick, and let me just built-in display views, what you're gonna notice is that they already have some neat little generic views that will do the core operations that we'd be looking to do inside of a CRUD operation. So in our case here, what's making that magic happen of being able to find the specific item is this detail view. And what's making the magic happen of automatically loading up all of our data and handling that for us for our index page? It's list view. So if we continue down that path, that if detail views can help us create a detail page, and if a list view is going to help us create a list of items, what do you think might help us create a create view? And if you guessed create view, give yourself 200 points. I have no idea what the points will actually get you, but have 200 points. Okay, so create view will now automatically handle the validation, the saving, the CSRF, the redirect to a success page, and as we're about to see, generating the form for us. All that we're going to need to do is to set two little items here. What I need to do is I need to specify the model type that we're going to be using. So our model is going to be a presentation. And I need to set my template name to be, in my case, edit.html. That's it. And so this little template, that's going to be the form that's going to be displayed out. I'll show how to create that here in just a moment. And then when the form is submitted, it will automatically do the CSRF. It'll automatically do the validate. It'll automatically do the save. And then the last little thing here is it will automatically do a redirect to a success page. Now, traditionally, this is going to be a details page. Now, the one little downside is, unfortunately, this is not going to know automatically where to go for a success page. So there will be one little thing that I'll need to configure here to make that happen. And that's going to be over here on our models. And you're going to notice on my presentation, I'm going to add in one little function here called getAbsoluteURL. So what this is automatically going to do for the redirect is this is going to read the getAbsoluteURL from the object and then redirect to that page. So if I come back over here to my model, going to import in one real quick library, which I'll talk about in a second. I want Django, URLs, import reverse. I want okay. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. So what I did is I grabbed a little helper function here that was called reverse. And so what reverse will do is it will generate a URL for me. Now what it's going to need is it's going to need the name of the URL to go look for inside of our routing table. I'll talk about where that is here in a second. And it's also going to need this little parameter here of the arguments that need to be passed in. So let's talk about that here real quick. Let me bring up my browser window. And I'm going to go back to our conference here. I'm going to bring up Django 101. And what I want you to notice up here on my URL is that I've got the forward slash of one there. And so that parameter right there is going to be the ID for this item. So that's what needs to be set up. And so that's what's being set up here in that little call to reverse. So we're going to say, hey, we're going to be passing in that primary key. Now, how does it know to pass all that in? How does it know to do that? Well, This is where the routing comes into play. So the question was asked earlier about how routers work with Django. Well, it's all based right here on these paths. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to indicate, hey, what are we looking for in the URL? I'm going to indicate, hey, what is it that we want to display out? And then what I'm going to indicate is what the name is. So what I've got is a name of detail. I'm going to specify we're going to be looking for the primary key inside of the URL. And then we're going to be displaying out our detail view here. And so anytime that I want to create a brand new route, I'm going to do the same thing here. So maybe I call this one submit. And then I'm going to say the view that I want here is going to be that create view. And then I'm going to give this a name of, let's call it submit. Because what I want to allow to have happen here is I want somebody to be able to submit a presentation that they might want to give for our little fake conference here. Okay. So now let's go in and set up our edit.html. Now, for right now, I'm going to just use root HTML, or core HTML rather. So I'm not going to worry right now about Bootstrap. I'm going to come back to that in a little bit. Instead, I just want to focus in on HTML because I want to show you what you're going to get out of the box with Django. So what I'm looking to do here is this is going to be a form that somebody would be able to use to submit a presentation. So I need a form. Method equals post. I'm going to need a CSRF token. So if you remember from before, we talked a little bit about CSRF, somebody faking your form. This is going to help me prevent that. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, hey, display the form. And then last but not least, let me add in a submit button. And now I've got everything that I need for my form. Okay. So now let me go ahead and save this. And let's go ahead and bring up our browser. And now, if I go ahead and I say submit, I'm going to, get an error message. Actually, this works out well. We're really cooking here on this show. Okay. Let me go back over here real quick to my view. I forgot one field, and it's an important call out. So I'm actually sort of glad that that it worked out like this. I'm going to take advantage of my error. So the error message that I got here is it's telling me, hey, we need a list of fields. One big security issue that you can run into is you might have some data inside of an object that's going to be stored inside of a database that you want to be able to protect. Maybe you don't want it to be displayed out. Maybe you don't want it to be edited. Maybe you need to edit it back on the server side. So for example, and we'll demo this in a little bit, maybe what I want to do is I want to hard code in who the presenter is going to be. So that way, maybe if we had authentication set up, which we don't, but let's just pretend like we did. And I want to make sure that we're setting the presenter to be whomever it is that's logged in. I need to do that on the server side. I don't want to display that out in the form. And so one big thing that Django is going to do for me here is it's going to sort of protect me from me. It's going to make sure that I'm not just displaying everything on an object out to the user. This is a security feature. This is a good thing. So what I need to do instead of just simply saying, hey, here's the presentation, is I need to specify my fields. And so if you remember back to our presentation, I need a title. I need an abstract. I need a track. And I need a speaker. Cool. Now, let's go ahead and try that again, shall we? Let's go back over here to my browser. Let's go ahead and try submit. Okay. So what you're now going to notice here is I've now got my form, but man, is it ugly. Sure, it automatically generated it for me, but it's certainly not pretty. Let's see if we can at least make it a little bit prettier here. So let's go back over here to our code, and let's open up our edit.html here, and let's go ahead and say form.asp. So what asp is going to do is it's going to put everything into paragraph tags. I could also use as table, which would automatically put it out as a table. Please don't do that, though, that using a table for a layout is an accessibility issue. Use tables for tables. Don't use tables for layout. So I could do it this way. And if I save this and I come back over here to my browser, what you're going to notice is when I refresh this, is it now gives me something slightly better. And I want to highlight the fact that this is going to work. It's not the prettiest form in the world, but it is going to work. So if I said something like Django UI, let's talk about Django UI, and I set a track, and I set a speaker, and I hit submit session, it works. So I hit submit session, it automatically routed me to my details page, voila. Can we just stop for a second and just appreciate how amazing that is? I mean, look at this. If I go back, if I go back over here to my code, I wrote 4 lines of HTML, 5 lines of HTML, I guess. And if I go back over here to my views, I wrote 4 lines of code here. And if I go back to my model, I wrote 2 lines of code here. So 5 lines of code, 4 lines of HTML, and I've now got a working form. You're absolutely right, it's not pretty, but I've now got a working form. That is pretty slick. I love that. Okay, but let's start now trying to make this maybe a little bit better here. So the first thing that that I wanna do is I want to, indicate a success message here. By the way, there was a question about database routers. What is the database routers question? You're free to go ahead and ask that. Okay, back over here on the details page. What you're gonna notice is the fact that it's just displaying the details, which is cool, it's fine. It's, you know, doing what it's supposed to be doing. But the problem that I have as the user is I don't know if it actually successfully saved or not behind the scenes. Like, I know this and you know this, but the user might not pick up on this. So what I want to do is I want to print out a success message. Now, as it turns out, doing something like a success message is not as easy as it sounds. And the reason that it's not as easy as it sounds is because of that little thing right there. So what you're looking at is my Django server. So this is actually what is serving up those pages. And what you're going to notice is that every time we made a successful request, we got a 200, which everybody's probably familiar. 200, of course, is okay, success. So that works. But right here on the post, what I want you to notice is we got a 302. So let's break this down for a second. The post is when we sent the information back to the user. And 302, for those of you not familiar with your HTTP codes, is a redirect. The moment you do a redirect, it becomes very challenging to pass information from page to page to page to page. Fortunately, Django has a built-in messaging platform that we can go ahead and take advantage of. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go take advantage of that. I'm going to go grab this little thing called a success message mixin. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with mixins, mixins are a slightly more colloquial way, if I could say that word correctly. It's a different way of saying multiple inheritance. And they're very common in frameworks like Django, where they want to give you the ability to do other really cool things. If you happen to go on to YouTube, go find our second Python for Beginners series. We talk a lot about mixins, or there's a section on it to help explain exactly what it is that's going to happen behind the scenes here. But the real core is this, is I'm going to say success message equals thank you for your submission. We will be in touch. And so now what I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm displaying this out on the details page. So up at the very top, I'm going to go ahead and say if we have any messages. And if it turns out that we have messages, let's go ahead and print out something like this. I'm going to do this right here. I'm using a Bootstrap plugin. There's a whole bunch of like Bootstrap snippets plugins, so that's what I'm using here. And I'm going to do this. So we're gonna have a collection of messages. For every message that we see, I'm gonna print out said message. Okay, so I've got a little bit of extra like Django HTML that's going on here and a little bit of Bootstrap going on here. And if you're not overly familiar with that, what I really want you to focus in on is the fact that I'm gonna be able to display out a friendly success message. That's really the key that I want you to notice. So don't worry too much if you're not familiar with Bootstrap. The key is we're going to display a nice little message to the user when they submit everything. So let me go back over here to my browser. Let me go back to submit and title another session because I'm not creative. Let me go ahead and set a track here. Let me set a speaker here. Let me go ahead and hit submit. And now you're going to notice that we've got a really nice little little setup here. So pretty cool that I've now got a better little message, and now we're displaying everything out. Okay. I'm still not sure what you mean by database routers. So if you could help me out a little bit more there, describe a bit about what it is that you're looking for, I might be able to give you an answer on that. So the question from Krivicky about database routers. Okay. Now, let's talk about our form here. Sort of the elephant in the room. Our form is not pretty. It's just not. We'd like it to be, but it's not. So let's make it pretty. So the plugin or library that we're going to use is this little library called Crispy Forms. And what Crispy Forms will allow me to do is it will allow me to automatically create forms that are going to use certain templating engines. So built right in is going to be support for Bootstrap, for Uniform. And then you'll also notice that there are other template packs that are out there as well. And so the real goal here of Crispy Forms, the primary goal, is to help me with that UI. That the UI that I'm going to get out of the box from Django, it's functional, but it's not pretty. So I want something that's going to be pretty. The other big thing that this is going to help me out with is it's actually going to help me make my forms even more generic. So I'll be able to actually get away without having to write any HTML whatsoever. Because if I go back over here to my code here and I open up this edit HTML, I mean, granted, sure, it's not a whole heck of a lot, but you're going to notice here that I still have some duplicated code, that I still have that form there. I still need to put in a button, and I need to do things there. So it'd be nice if I could also go ahead and get rid of that as well. And this is where Crispy Forms is going to come into play here. Okay, so let's go ahead and start my installation. And so what I'll need first is to do the installation. Now, I'm going to go ahead and still perform the installation. Even though I actually have it already installed, but I'm just want to show the fact that that I'm going to go ahead and install it, and then I'm going to where am I? Oh yeah, go into my settings.py and update a couple of things in there. Okay. Before I get into that, there's a couple of real quick questions that that I want to get to. First of all, is does the order inheritance matter with the mixin? Yes, the mixin has to be first. Otherwise, it just doesn't fire correctly. So yeah, so the mixin does have to be first. Bootstrap equals jQuery, jQuery equals evil. All right. So first of all, I will n basically never call a framework, say, evil or anything like that. That there's this old saying, if the only tool that you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Every single tool has its appropriate place. jQuery is not the most performant library in the world. And I would also add that there's been a lot of features that were in jQuery, or at least made simpler by jQuery, that have actually been incorporated into vanilla JavaScript. That being said, though, jQuery is nice because it doesn't have the learning curve. It doesn't bring so much with it to the party, especially when that's compared to like Angular and React, where you've got this really steep learning curve. Like, sure, I can make magic happen with Angular, but there's a lot to get started there. And so I do like jQuery for that. Bootstrap 5 does get rid of jQuery. That's absolutely true, or is going to get rid of jQuery. But every framework has its place. And the thing that I really like about Bootstrap is I will openly admit I am not a CSS guru. And so Bootstrap allows me to at least create usable pages, whereas my core CSS skills would probably not allow that. I shouldn't be so hard on myself because I can do enough with CSS, but I will openly admit that my CSS skills are not overly are not overly strong. Okay. There we go. Okay, cool. So, yeah, it saves so much time. I love Bootstrap. Bootstrap, if Bootstrap is wrong, I don't want to be right. Okay. So let's go ahead and come back over here to setting up our Crispy Forms here. So what you're going to notice is that I'm going to say Crispy Forms as an installed app, And then I'm going to set my template to be Bootstrap 4 because I'm using Bootstrap 4. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back over here to my edit page. And I'm now going to extend my base HTML. And I'm going to set up my little block here. Okay. Now, let's talk again. You're going to notice I've got a form here. Need my CSRF token, which is so easy to forget. I need my form, and then I need to go ahead and set up my submit button. How about we don't do that? Let's skip all of that. Let's just get rid of all of it. We're done. And let's instead say load crispy forms tags. And now let's just go ahead and say crispy form. Whoops. There we go. That's it. Two little lines. So now I'm going to save my page here. I'm going to go back over here to my browser. And whoops, I always get that wrong. Hold on one sec. There we go. That's going to look a little better. Okay. I want my browser window, and now, there we go. Voila. There is now my form in Bootstrap. And here's what's amazing. Here's what's super cool here. What I want you to notice is that in my HTML here, if I go back to my edit HTML, I've got effectively nothing there. Actually, I've got my little extends. I've got my load. I've got the block for my content. And then I've got Crispy Form. And so now Crispy Forms is taking care of all the rest of the magic for me. Just like that. And so now the question becomes, where are those form fields defined? Well, I'm glad that you asked. If I go back over here to my view, they're all defined right there. Pretty slick. Now, let's keep it on, here. Because one of the other things that I might want to be able to do is I might want to be able to incorporate maybe a little bit of HTML. Or I might want to change the order, or I might want to be able to apply some different CSS elements to go in and change things up. Now, I want to highlight something. Before I go in and I start adding in HTML and things like that, like I could very easily add in like an H2, submit a session, and you know, hit save and come back over here and you know, do that and turn off that displays. Like that works. Like I can absolutely do that. But the thing is that I don't want to do that. And the reason that I don't want to do that is because now that's hard-coded into that HTML. And so I'm going to lose reusability here. I want reusability. So what I'd actually really like to do is just with a bit of Python code is define how I want that form to look. So let me come back over here to my views file, and I'm going to say from Django forms import model form. Yeah, there, right there. And I'm going to say, class, presentation form, and I'm going to inherit from model form. I'm going to set up a meta class here. And I'm going to specify my model to be models.presentation. And I'm going to set my fields to be my list of fields. So now I don't need those down here. So I'm just going to, just kind of move things around a little bit. Okay. Now, why am I doing this? Well, the reason that I'm going to do this is because using a form class in Django gives me now more control over the form. That the great part about that create view is the fact that it will just automatically create the form for me, which is great. But if I want maybe a little bit more control over it, then what I want to do is create a form. And so now I'm going to get a little bit more control. And one big thing that I'll be able to do because of the fact that I'm using Crispy Forms is I'll be able to create this form helper. So remember what I was saying a second ago, that one thing that I could do here on my edit HTML, I could absolutely have that H2 right there. Like I can do this, but I don't want to. So instead, I'm going to use the magic of Crispy Forms and I'm going to create a helper. So from Crispy Forms dot helper import form helper from Crispy Forms import Crispy Forms layout import and I want layout field HTML and submit. Okay, I'm going to talk about all of those in just a minute. Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate that, Kripke. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm now going to create a little helper that Crispy Forms can use. So I'm going to say helper equals form helper. Now, on this helper, this will have a layout. And so on this layout, I can now put in all of the different components that I want to display. So for example, let's say I want some HTML. Okay, I can then just go ahead and, H2, submit your session. Just like that. And so now, let me go back to my browser here. Let me go back to create. Now you're going to notice that I just have submit session. So now let's go back to my code here and let's start adding in all of my fields here. So I'm now going to say, well, I want a field. And so I want my field for title. I want my field for abstract. I want my field for speaker. And I want my field for track. Okay. Now, the last thing that I need, I still need a submit button. So let me add in my submit. And so this is going to ask for the name, submit. It's going to ask for the text. Submit your session. And then you'll also notice that you can even add in some additional properties here. So, for example, since I am unashamedly using Bootstrap here, I'm going to go ahead and set my CSS class here to be BTN success. That by default, this would be blue for just a normal button. By my flagging this as BTN success, it's now going to be green. So now let me save this. Let me come back over here to my browser, hit refresh, and now there's my full form. Pretty slick. So the question is does Microsoft use Django? I have used it for a couple of internal projects, but as far as like public facing, honestly, I don't know the answer to that question. That's not my department, but I have used it for a couple of internal items. Now, one other thing that I want to highlight here real quick is the fact that we also want to be able to maybe do these dynamically rather than going through each individually. So right now I've got duplication of code here, which as we all know is not great. So I can actually, let me just comment that block out there. I can actually do something like this. I can say for field in self meta fields, and then say helper.layout append field, and then my field name, like that. And so now this will loop through all of them. And then down below, I could go ahead and say helper layout append, and then my submit button. It dawns on me. I apologize. My Visual Studio code wasn't up. Here I was. I was typing away code, and I didn't have that on screen. I apologize. Okay. So here's my code. So what I did here is I'm now looping through all of the fields that I defined up here, and I'm just adding those in programmatically. Now, the reason that I'm doing that, there's a reason that I'm doing this. First of all, is because I want to avoid the duplication that we had before of typing them all in manually. But the second big reason is because what I want to do is I also want to add in a wrapper class of row. Because by me adding that in and then setting my field class to be, say, call 9 and my label to be maybe call 3. Now, what I can do is I can convert that into a horizontal form instead, which personally for me is the way that I always like that. That's pretty slick. And I want to mention here real quick, and I'm just about out of time here, but that's okay. I want to mention real quick the fact that I could actually then create an edit form by just simply going class edit view and then generic update view. And then I can actually just use all of the same there we go, that I had before. So that's actually all that I would need to now do edit. And again, automatically, it will take care of all of that for me. So the takeaway that I hope that you got out of all of this is the fact that Django does the tedious work for me. That again, when we think about a CRUD application, we're going to have a lot of duplicated code where I'm having to, reach out to a database, I'm having to validate a form, I'm having to, do a lot of like form writing in HTML, which is probably my least favorite thing to do because it takes time away from me being able to focus on things like the rest of my logic, on the business rules, and on making the pages that actually need to look good, look good. So that's where Django really shines. Now, if you're curious about more, Megan has highlighted a couple of different YouTube videos that we've done. Also back here on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time to talk even more about Django. So hopefully you picked up a couple of things. I will stick around for a couple more minutes. I see there's a couple of questions here in the chat, but I want to make sure that I close off on time. So with that, thank you again for tuning in. Please do fill out the survey that that Megan has thrown in. Do come follow us on Twitter. We're always doing a lot of really cool things. And thanks again. Bye-bye.